This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 74. For Thursday, September 24th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts are weaker on Thursday, continuing pricing trends from earlier in the week. The November canola contract is down $8.60 at $511 per ton. The January contract is down $9.30 at $517.70 per ton. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies is keeping pressure on canola prices. In Manitoba, about 78% of the canola crop is harvested. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker at midday, which prevented further losses for canola values. The dollar was under 75 U.S. cents due to comparable strength in the U.S. dollar index. Weakness in comparable vegetable oils spurred losses for canola, as nearby soy oil contracts were down by about a third of a cent after losing about 2 cents earlier in the week. Chicago soy meal was also lower after holding on to some gains earlier in the week. Soybean futures were lower despite reports of continually strong export demand. The USDA's weekly export soybean sale totaled 3.2 million tons last week, which was on the higher end of trade expectations. Soybean exports to China currently account for about 50% of all soybean commitments for the first 3 weeks of the marketing year. Accumulated soybean shipments total 1.2 million tons, which is up by 50% year over year. Soy meal export sales totaled 294,000 tons for the current marketing year. Corn futures are weaker today. Weekly corn sales totaled 2.14 million tons last week, which was up by 33% week over week and well above pre-report expectations. The USDA also reported a 62,000-ton optional origin corn sale to Argentina and a 30,000-ton optional origin corn sale to Ukraine. Wheat futures are lower today. Weekly wheat sales totaled just over 351,000 tons last week, which was in line with expectations and about 25% higher when compared to the same week of the previous marketing year. Winter wheat sales comprised of over 37% of sales. South Korea was the top buyer of U.S. wheat last week. Russia's Ag Ministry reported their winter grain planting is over 54% complete, which is in line with the average pace. However, dryness in the Black Sea region has delayed Ukraine's winter wheat planting. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker today. The November soybean contract is down by 14.5 cents at $10 per bushel. September soy oil is down by about a third of a cent at 32.36 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is down $8.30 at $334 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower, with the December contract down 5 cents at $3.63 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly weaker, with the December contract down 2 cents at $2.85 per bushel. Wheat futures are mixed today. Chicago December is up half of a cent at $5.49. Kansas City December is down a cent at $4.83. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 2 cents in the December contract at $5.35. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 24th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.